Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, upper 70s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, mid 50s. Winds will be from the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. We'll see highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms overnight in the upper 50s. For Wednesday, partly sunny, isolated storms in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 54.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Monday. A second man has died days after a shootout at a Wichita motel that police suspect happened during a fight over drugs. Wichita police say 23-year-old Keon White of Wichita died Saturday at a hospital. He was injured early Thursday morning during a shootout at the Scotsman Inn West. 40-year-old William Potorf of Wichita died at the scene. Four people were arrested after the shooting on suspicion of first-degree murder and burglary. Police say the shooting occurred after White and several others forced their way into the motel room. Potorf and White began fighting, and both men fired guns at each other. The Army's Fort Riley will get a new commander later this month. Major General Douglas A. Sims will assume command of Fort Riley and its 1st Infantry Division, which is known as the Big Red One, on August 14th. Sims is a 1991 graduate of the U.S. Military Academy who's deployed several times to Iraq and Afghanistan. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure, even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected, or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you are contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
Augusta Flight Center wants to thank our students and pilots for making this year a record breaker. Our 2020 flight hours are up over 150% from 2019, and we've also created 24 new pilots and celebrated 14 first solo flights, along with innumerable discovery flights. For more information on all flight training, including our popular and economical private pilot packages, aircraft rentals, and checkouts or discovery flights, visit our website at iflyaugusta.com or call Augusta Flight Center at 316-733-4080. Law enforcement authorities are investigating illegal protest activity that's been occurring since Wednesday in Wichita. The Wichita Police Department says it has monitored and is currently investigating illegal activity involving a group of protesters who have been meeting downtown. The group is alleged to have been blocking traffic, causing disturbances, vandalizing property, and the Wichita Police Department says charges will be forthcoming. Garden City Community College has reached a settlement with the New Jersey family of a football player who died of heat stroke after team conditioning drills in 2018. Garden City Community College announced the settlement late Friday with the family of Braden Bradforth. Details of the settlement were not announced. Bradforth, a 19-year-old from Newton, New Jersey, died after being found unconscious after the first day of football conditioning on August 1st of 2018. College President Ryan Ruda said in a news release, the school has made several improvements to athletic protocols since Bradford's death. Mid-America Network News.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A Grand Island teenager has been sentenced to 40 to 45 years in prison for a homicide in 2019. 17-year-old Eric Fredrickson was sentenced Friday for second-degree murder in the death of Vincent Arellano Jr. Police say Arellano, who is 32, was shot several times and died at a Grand Island hospital. Fredrickson was 16 when he killed Arellano in April of 2019, but a judge rejected an attorney's request to have him tried as a juvenile. Prosecutors reduced a first-degree murder charge to second-degree murder and dropped a weapon charge when Fredrickson agreed in May to plead no contest. The Douglas County Health Director has announced she will not issue an order requiring people in the county and in Omaha to wear masks. Douglas County Health Director Adi Poor had been widely expected to issue a mandate Friday after the Douglas County Board of Health on Monday voted unanimously to support a mask mandate. Mid-American at Work News.
Dr. Roger Marshall has shown he'll stand up for Kansas veterans. As an Army Reserve veteran, Dr. Marshall co-sponsored a bill signed into law by President Trump that will help tens of thousands of Vietnam vets get the benefits they deserve. Dr. Marshall also voted to give veterans greater access and choice in health care, allowing use of VA benefits for neighborhood urgent care facilities so veterans can get care close to home. In the Senate, Roger Marshall will keep our nation's promise to Kansas vets. That's why Dr. Roger Marshall's been endorsed by one of Kansas' greatest military veterans, Senator Bob Dole. Marshall is also endorsed by Kansans for Life as the pro-life candidate for Senate. Dr. Roger Marshall for Senate. Senate Leadership Fund, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday and approved a proclamation of a state of local disaster emergency for the county from a storm July 26th that included flooding rains. Discussion was held with no decisions as to compensation for the county health officer, Dr. John Ryan, in light of added responsibilities due to the coronavirus pandemic. Public Works Administrator discussed with the board a bridge located at Sunflower Road in Vermilion Township. The bridge is on the fracture critical inspection list, however, not accessible by road. Railroad tracks are closed on Sunflower Road, therefore the road does not go through from the east. The road is currently being farmed on the west, therefore there's no access. It was the suggestion the board consider permanently closing this bridge and vacating the road in the future. It was noted the mower had been in for repair, but it's back in service mowing roadsides. An update from wind farm attorneys indicated the majority of work recently has been preparing and planning for an upcoming public meeting regarding the Irish Creek Wind Farm. That's planned Wednesday, August 5th at 6 p.m. at St. Gregory Catholic Church in Marysville. A preliminary payment in lieu of tax document will need to be considered, as well as responses in regards to placement of some turbines. Those revised documents should be available sometime this week after the public meeting. Citizen concerns that the allotted 5 minutes first meeting each month was not sufficient for public comment brought a recommendation from commissioners that the public attend that meeting August 5th. The board discussed the recent executive order and State Board of Education ruling on mask mandates for the start of school. County Councilor Jason Brenniger does not feel this is a county decision, but rather each local district has the option to opt out of the governor's order and reopen schools as they see fit. Brenniger does feel, since there are a couple of districts adjacent to each other, it would be in the interest to collaborate with these counties to send a uniform message from both counties involved. He'll make contacts to see what area districts are doing and bring a recommendation back to the board. After approving pre-qualified businesses for disaster funding, there is a remaining balance of $52,000 of grant money available. The board's not opposed to Partnership for Growth reopening an application process to see if any more businesses would qualify, excluding Marysville or Blue Rapids businesses, which received aid previously. Agency on Aging will again reopen for on-site dining effective August 3rd. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday and discussed the budget, among other business. They'll speak with department heads at the next meeting before approving a budget. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday and hosted department heads for an update. Discussion was held concerning pay for county employees, vacation time being used, benefits offered, and possibilities for uses of SPARK program funds received by Nemahal County. The sheriff advised he has hired Jordan Weaver as a relief deputy. Following conversation with USD 113 and 115 superintendents, a motion to adopt and utilize, at a minimum, the guidelines set forth in the operations section of Navigating Change, Kansas Guide to Learning and School Safety Operations was approved. Dennis Henry was granted authority to serve as point of contact for the Nemahal County SPARK program funding. Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting last week reappointed Dennis Rosine to the Planning and Zoning Committee. The board had received letters of interest from several qualified applicants, but noted that Rosine is current chair of the committee and is current with recent activities. He was reappointed to another three-year term with unanimous approval. It was reported Rockford Lake has been closed due to blue-green algae complications. Road and bridge updates with challenges from recent heavy rains were outlined during the Road and Bridge Committee meeting. Rock and gravel are being hauled. The Planning and Zoning Committee met Thursday with some 200 residents attending the nearly five-hour meeting. Concerns with setback limitations and health and environmental effects of wind towers were expressed. After much testimony and some discussion, the committee voted 6-1 to extend the setback distance from the current 3/8 of a mile to a full mile. Chair Dennis Rosine was the lone no vote. That recommendation now goes to the Gage County Board of Supervisors, who will schedule a public hearing and determine the final outcome. Tuesday is primary election day in Kansas. Polling locations open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. In the primary, you will vote your party ballot. You must have a photo ID and be registered in order to vote. KNDY will have updates on the election, including results, three times each hour, beginning in the 9 o'clock hour, on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and FM 95.5, also posting on our website and Facebook page. A press conference was held with USD 364 school administrators and Superintendent Michael Couch on Friday. The complete conference is updated on our website at KNDYRadio.com at our Facebook page, also the USD 364 website and social media pages. Building principals Jason Wheeler and Darren Schrader commented on the August 26th start and enrollment process for students.
We are starting August 26th, which is a Wednesday. We're going to do what we're calling a soft start, where we're going to go 8 to noon that first day. We're going to start at the elementary with kindergarten through second grade. We're going to get those kids in. We're going to spend some time working with them individually, teaching them how to wear a mask, what we expect of them. On the second day, which is that Thursday on the 27th, we will then have kindergarten through fourth grade in, and then kindergarten through sixth grade in on that Friday. By Monday, August 31st, we'll have everybody in the building on a regular schedule.
We're doing the staggered start as well, and on the 26th we will have our seventh grade only in here on the 26th from 8 to 12. They have enough things that are changing in the transitions that they naturally go through, as well as this, so we want to focus completely on them. And then on the next day, the 27th, we'll have 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th, same thing, a half a day, teach them the new processes. And then on Friday we'll have 7th, 8th, and 11th and 12th in here doing that on Friday, and then Monday will be a full day, and we'll be going through everything as well.
Verda E. Prawley, age 87, of Bremen, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Monday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Verda Prawley. Wayne L. Harper, age 83, of Frankfort, passed away Wednesday. Funeral services will be held at a later date, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Wayne Harper. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken strips, cheesy potato, a muffin, green beans, and Watergate salad. Tomorrow, pork tender, potato salad, bananas and pudding. KNDY News Time is 7:18.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Upper-level trough across the central and upper parts of the Midwest will keep things cool over the next several days. Highs all across the area in the upper 70s and into the lower 80s before we start to see warmer temperatures as we head towards the end of the week. Otherwise, dry weather, but we will see more chances for some isolated showers and thunderstorms as we head into the middle of the week. So looking at the forecast, sunny skies, upper 70s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, mid-50s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms overnight in the upper 50s. For Wednesday, partly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 70s. And Wednesday night, partly sunny, isolated storms late, temperatures in the lower 60s. That's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early August, 89, recent record high, 98 in 2010. The average low, 67, a morning low of 55, broke a recent record low of 59 from 1993. Sunset this evening, 8:36, sunrise in the morning at 6:27. 55 and sunshine, a light north wind, pleasant start to the month of August. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 3rd of August. KNDY News Time, 720. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
I believe we can do better for Marshall County, and I am committed to a better way. A better way of approaching the judicial system, a better way of working with families in crisis. I am Bobby Pipia, and I'm asking for your vote for District Magistrate Judge on August 4th. I'm looking forward to providing our county with consistency in the courts. As a business owner and parent and grandparent, I want to focus on our families and our communities. Your vote counts. Reserve the day, August 4th. Bobby Pipia. Thank you.
More trouble for baseball and the defending Stanley Cup champions, heartbreak at the Horn. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Sources tell ABC ESPN's Jeff Passan there are multiple new positive COVID-19 cases amongst the St. Louis Cardinals after one player and three staff members tested positive on Saturday. The team's four-game series with the Tigers moved to Detroit with a doubleheader scheduled for Wednesday. After failing to report for Sunday's game against the Braves, Mets slugger Yoenis Cespedes opted out for the remainder of the 2020 season over COVID-related issues. General Manager Brody Van Wagenen following the Mets 4-0 loss.
It was surprising without question, and at the same point, we have to go forward, and we have to not allow anything to keep us from going forward and attempting to win every game and not have distractions from it.
Cespedes is expected to become an unrestricted free agent after this season. This is ABC Sports. In day two of round-robin action at the NHL's restart, Nason Kadri's power play goal at the buzzer lifted the Colorado Avalanche past the defending Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues 2-1. Afterwards, Kadri spoke about how he stayed composed under pressure.
I knew there wasn't much time left, and I just saw an opportunity. I felt like maybe, I think it was Gabe or Miko with the one-time shot. I felt like that might be an opportunity. I didn't hear a buzzer, so I just tried to stay on top of the puck, and luckily it worked out.
In other action, the Arizona Coyotes skated past the Nashville Predators 4-3 for their first playoff win since 2012. The Philadelphia Flyers topped the Boston Bruins 4-1, and the Columbus Blue Jackets beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 2-0. Back to baseball, the Angels' Shohei Ohtani is expected to undergo an MRI today after experiencing discomfort in his throwing arm. Ohtani threw 50 pitches before being pulled in the second inning Sunday against the Astros. This is Rich Cantu, AB.
Good Monday morning. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 summer harvest updates. Summer harvest updates here on the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Abilene Machines, Syngenta Agri Proceed, U.S. Custom Harvesters, and Midwest Ford Dealers. Well, it's been a long few months as the crews continue to travel from the south to the north, from Texas to the Dakotas. And your best coverage of the harvest update is right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. We check in once again with Ryan Hafner of High Plains Harvesting as his crews are up in Montana right now, continuing to trek north. Ryan?
Yeah, so we had a quick stop in northeast Colorado, and then half the crew was in the panhandle of Nebraska. And northeast Colorado was really poor, super low yield, 20s, hail, drought, soft lie, just not good in that area at all. Nebraska was 40 to 50 bushel an acre, decent test weight, pretty decent crop there, not a ton of acres, a lot of dryland corn in that area too, but a reasonable wheat crop there. Got moved out of there, made the big move up to southern Montana in the Billings area. Got started just a little over a week ago and have cut every day, had good weather, reasonable crops, and just been going pretty good up here.
Now, I have had a couple of reports, especially up in Montana, of some issues with Hessian fly. You had mentioned you're in the Billings region, the south central region. Have you guys had to face any of that?
No, I haven't heard of it, no.
Very good. Well, I hope the success to you and the rest of your crew for all of the days upcoming. And we'll check again with High Plains Harvesting. Again, over the phones, that's Ryan Hafner. Summer harvest updates are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machines, Syngenta Agri Proceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Have you gotten one of those mysterious packages of seeds in the mail? What to do if you have after this?
Orion here. And if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. F-L-U-R-A has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-1864. Check out flora.com.
I think I'm feeling a little left out. I have not received one of those mysterious packages of seeds in the mail, reportedly from China. The packages that have shown up in over 22 states and a bunch of other countries. I've seen some of the pictures. They're seeds or seed-looking things of all sorts of shapes and sizes. And if I got one of these things, what would I do? Well, I'd probably listen to the experts, which include Omar El-Lissi, who works for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Number one, do not plant any of these seeds. And we would like to ask that they save the seeds and the package they came in, including the mailing label, and basically place them into a Ziploc bag and seal it. And then send those bags to either the State Department of Agriculture or to the USDA APHIS, Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, APHIS, offices, one of their offices in the States. So we may be able to collect all these seeds and have them tested to determine whether or not they carry any kind of harmful pests that could cause impact to American agriculture.
Osama El-Lissi of the USDA. Some experts have suggested that these shipments of seeds are a brushing campaign, which is a technique sometimes used in e-commerce to boost a seller's ratings by creating fake orders and then creating fake and glowing reviews of those products. Whatever the reason for these mailings, the experts say, again, use caution. And, repeating, do not plant them. They may be invasive species that could displace or destroy native ecosystems. Don't throw them in the trash. They may flourish in a landfill and grow there. Retain the seeds in the packages, put them in a zip-top bag, and take it into your local extension agent or some other authority. But isn't there just a tiny part of you that wonders, what if you planted those seeds? And a giant beanstalk grew out of them up into the heavens, and you, or somebody you knew named Jack, climbed that beanstalk, and there was a goose that laid golden eggs up there that you brought back home? Yeah, you're probably just better off turning the seeds into the authorities. Back after this.
We're talking today to SkyTech pilot Randy Prowitz. Why would producers use a fungicide such as Trivapro?
It's a great return on their investment. They see an increase in yield, harvestability on their crops.
Does it really make a difference?
It does make a difference. I can see the difference when I'm flying over the fields in the later fall. Fields that have been applied with Trivapro, they're greener, have healthier plants, which means more bushels.
And if a producer is thinking about a fungicide, what should they do?
Give us a call at any of our farmers' cooperatives. Agronomy branches.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
I am Fritz Blaske, and I am running for 2nd District County Commissioner of Marshall County. I will listen to your concerns, watch how your tax dollars are spent, and try to make the best decisions for the improvement of Marshall County. I need your vote on August the 4th. Thank you. Paid for by Fritz Blaske.
No sale today at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. They remain on the summer schedule yet with cattle sales every other Monday. They will have their regular cattle auction and hay sale next week. For early consignments, give Dennis Hendricks or any of its fieldmen a call at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. 402-223-3571 is their number. And you can find consignments and other information online at Beatrice77Livestock.com. Again, no cattle sale today. They're hosting sales every other Monday with a regular cattle sale and hay sale scheduled next Monday, August the 10th. 7:30 from KNDY. How about 55 for an early August morning start? Sunny skies and mild with a light north wind. Middle 70s today, tomorrow, gradual warm-up through week's end. Still unseasonably cool temperatures after a soggy week behind us last week.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. The coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Doug Peterson, one of the latest to be testing positive for coronavirus.
The Eagles released a statement saying Peterson hasn't experienced any symptoms, is feeling well, and under self-quarantine. The team also said any person who is in close contact with Peterson has been notified and will be tested daily. Per NFL protocols, Peterson can return to the team's practice facility after waiting 10 days since his first positive test if he remains asymptomatic, or at least 5 days if he has consecutive negative tests at least 24 hours apart during that 5-day span. I'm Bill Michaels.
It was a close game for the Kansas City Royals for much of the game, but they did end up losing that matchup yesterday with the Chicago White Sox. In fact, they dropped all 3 games of the series. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Considering raising poultry for egg production, we will tell you some people think ducks are superior to chickens on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
These days, no one can afford to take the risk of being without financial protection against high health care costs, not even for a few days. Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans offer short-term health care coverage to fill in those temporary gaps. Short-term health plans can provide you with medical coverage when you are between health plans, helping lower your potential financial risk. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, August 3rd, the 216th day of the year. Crooner Tony Bennett celebrates a birthday, and Jesse Owens won his first gold medal at the Olympic Games in Berlin on this day in 1936. Backyard chicken raising has been one of the more significant poultry trends in recent years. But we're hearing of increasing numbers of homesteaders who are finding ducks a more attractive option. They're easy to raise in small spaces, very sociable, and have simpler housing and nesting needs. When it comes to egg production, ducks are better year-round producers. How do duck eggs compare to a chicken's? They have a higher fat content, which often benefits baked recipes. And we're told they have a richer and more eggy flavor. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day anytime at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Say my share of broken halos, folding wings that used to fly. They've all gone wherever they go, broken halos that used to shine. Angels come. Why we're not meant to.